Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Usually when we start a show, we all go together, but Evan didn't come with us. What happened?
What happened there?
I was just super excited that Adam Calhoun was on the show today.
Oh! Adam Calhoun.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah,
tell us again, what is the stuff that you're about?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And on that note, it's been fun, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm walking out the door.
You've never made an episode more uncomfortable.
Oh, God. That was great.
We actually have Graham Allen on. The Rant King.
Mr. Graham Allen.
The King.
It's either that or Matt Best or John Burke. I normally
get them all.
You get them all.
Oh, my God, you're Matt Best.
Yeah. You get them all.
I actually, one time.
So he made the joke, not me, so you don't have to call me John.
I'm not calling you John. I'm saying
just called him John Burke.
Oh. No. I said, or Matt Best.
Or Matt Best.
One time I had a guy come up, and I thought that someone put him up
to
call me Matt Best. Yeah. So I call this dude out and make it like this huge like ordeal. And in the middle of it, this guy realizes, holy crap, this isn't Matt Best. And it's this awkward moment where we're staring at each other because I'm like, are you messing with me?
Are you fucking with me?
Who are you?
He's gotten Marcus Luttrell.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I had a guy at the airport run to me and he goes, Marcus Luttrell. Yeah. And I was like, no, Matt.
Incorrect.
That is incorrect.
It is incorrect.
Best. Yeah. a few years separate us, actually.
But it's just what happens is they see a name and a face and they constantly see the same one and then it's just like
we should line
everybody up and do like a mugshot kind of thing and post it of who
it's like name the douchey veteran
In Hollywood they call it the Chris's. Pine, who's Chris Platt, who's Chris Hemsworth.
You know who I always get all the time? Yusha Thomas.
Everybody.
I'm in the airports, everything.
I would have said Deepak Chopra.
Strange. I heard he's a really main drill sergeant.
I really like Yusha Thomas. I've only met him once in the flesh.
He's amazing.
He's a good human.
Love him.
As are you. And thanks for coming on Drinking Bros.
Thanks for being here, guys.
You guys
I appreciate it.
There's
Graham
our camera right there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We're live. We're audio and video, Graham.
It only took a year and a half, but I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You just got started, though. You just got started. Your following is out of nowhere.
Yep.
You've amassed close
just
to
as shocked as everybody
2
else.
2 million followers on Facebook.
Yep.
Is this your first SHOT Show?
Let's just really rub that in because he has more followers on Facebook.
Graham, I really want to highlight this. You got about 500,000 more than Matt Best, who's been doing this for years.
So
how did you do it?
I will tell you. When I started this, I had my first viral video, not knowing Matt. I picked his page out and I said, I'm gonna catch that mother right there. And you know, just you know, competition wise, said
Absolutely.
It to myself, not knowing him whatsoever. So when I did on Facebook, and that's the only thing that I have anything close to his at all, it was kind of that catching
like Facebook
your
is like a girlfriend
kind of
that cheats on you. It really doesn't matter because she cheats on you.
We're going at it.
It's gotten so serious so fast.
No. It's never serious.
Because
the one thing about Matt is he's a super humble guy. And
yes, he is.
Yeah, and I'll second that. Like, Matt, great guy. Love him to death. His ego, on the other hand,
out of control.
Yeah. See, I love this episode.
I do it, motherfuckers. I do it the right way, where I'm humble to people, but then behind closed door, I jack my own ego's dick off. Yeah. Some people call that a mirror.
No, it's called my ego. It's called jerking off stale fish. You're jerking off to your own ass.
What's it called?
Jerking off stale fish. Where you look in the mirror at your own ass and jerk off.
Well, yeah, you know what I get. I don't know this stuff.
I'm not trying to be naive.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I will say, though, like, even the numbers on Facebook and all that doesn't matter, but, like, any veteran that's out there and trying to make an influential standpoint and do something awesome with their
form. Motherfucker, it does matter. It took us 3.5 years to get to a million.
Yeah.
God damn.
That's fine. But, like, to see.
That was a milestone at one point.
Right. But the cool part of this, and this is a little ego stroke, too, it's like, if you have the ability to pave the way for other guys like Graham who have a great product, a great message, and doing cool stuff, if that kind of can help catapult them and surpass us in viewership, that's awesome. Like, that's the whole point of all of this, is to get people, like-minded individuals, to support the veteran community, come together, and the more channels and mediums we can do that with different personalities, it's a fucking win across the board.
Absolutely. So, and Graham was on Ross Patterson Revolution a couple weeks ago, and you said the same thing to me of like, hey, Matt was my guide. That was the fucking that was the one person who said, "All right, I think I can do this."
Well, he's the first one to really do it, right? Yes. And so, you know,
make something out of it.
And exactly. Makes not only just do something that everybody thought was cool and whatnot, but also make a business for yourself and, like, you know, show that there is life outside of the military.
Since we're talking about humility, can I say this one thing? Because I always talk shit on Jared.
Sure.
I wouldn't have ever been close to what I've been today if it wasn't for Jared Taylor.
Oh, yes, so. That is true. Yeah. That is true.
Seriously, it's
beautiful.
By the way, since we're speaking of that, because a lot of people don't realize that, or they won't shout other people out and thank them for what happened. Is there anybody that prodded you to say, hey, go start making videos or go start making sketches?
I'll give credit where it's due. It wasn't so much that. It was the very first person to give me the time of day before I had any social media following to offer anybody was honestly John Burke, actually. You know, he you know, he had his following and whatnot. I had 100 followers, and he, you know, shared his platform, allowed me to be on a couple of live feeds and stuff. And that was the first, you know, time that people actually said, hey, you know, this guy isn't that bad.
I think everybody in success needs that, right? Because I didn't necessarily know what I was doing, but the formula that I had probably created was going to be successful, because it still carries true today. But like the same thing with Jared. When I met Jared, he was like, man, this could be something. And I'm like, what could be something?
Right.
You know? And it's like, well, I mean, we could make some shirts. And I'm like, what do you mean t-shirts? He's like, okay, well, we could, like, you have funny designs and I have funny designs. Let's put them on something and we can market this to create a channel of revenue, to grow the platform, to have a bigger voice. I'm like, I'm just fucking flipping myself.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just like to do the joke aspect, but like having that person for me early on that was like, hey, bud, like, you can do something with it. Hey, Chief. Hey, Boss. Hey, Bud. Evan loves those. Oh. You should call him that.
Chief.
Love them all.
Chief. Black Rifle. Call him
the Chief sponsor. Hey, yeah.
The Chief sponsor.
Chief.
That's what we call
love
him.
Love them all.
There's but, so for all the episodes talking shit, that's true to Jared, man. He fucking really, he paved the way early on for all of this.
That's cool. Earlier for me, a guy that you know, is the dawn of the airsoft world, Andrew Ho. You know, in Andrew 2008, Hill. Andrew didn't know me from anybody other than email and back and forth, and he used a phone a friend to get me an editing system from Apple for half price, like that I would never have been able to afford. And this guy just was like, hey, I'm gonna help you out.
But that's awesome. You need that one guy in every single field you're in. And if you don't, you might have a great product, you might have a great sketch or a great idea. If you don't have one guy who's gonna pull it out into the public, you'll never be seen. We're fucking,
I remember I went to Best Buy and I think it was like an XA10, a Canon, and yeah. I bought it for like $800. And I'm like, man, that's so much fucking money. This is stupid. Why am I was like second guessing myself. I'm
yeah.
Like, and now I'm like, it's probably
yeah. That thing paid for itself in 4 days.
We should probably do that.
Exactly.
It was like paid $3,500 for my first 5D Mark III, and that thing is still being used by Black Rifle Coffee today.
Today.
There you go.
It's sitting right there.
And you can ask Evan about that. When Black Rifle Coffee had like zero money and they bought your computing system to edit commercials way back in the day.
Yeah.
It was fucking.
Yeah. I still use that computer every day.
Yeah,
every day.
There's still about $0 in the bank account of Black Rifle because we keep spending it on growing it. And
but you have to.
A couple cameras here and there.
If you have a company that's buying Lamborghinis after 2 years, like, shit's fucked up. And by the way, speaking of that,
we will not see one Lamborghini in this fucking company.
Exactly. Never. And we have sponsors who pay for the show to be on the air. Graham, I'm gonna kiss your ass for 2 seconds here. We're at SHOT Show. We're live for SHOT Show in Vegas. I have seen a million fucking Black Rifle Coffee t-shirts, apparel,
dude,
bags. You guys are everywhere.
I was driving with Matt Piva today around the fucking town. We scoped, even like everywhere we went, I saw the Coffee Saves hat, and it was super cool. We were out, there was a shooting range right next to a weed distillery.
Yeah.
Or, no, not where they called a dispensary.
Dispensary.
Yeah. And there are two guys loitering out there. It's a BRCC hat, and I was just like, nice hat. And he like turns around and mugs me. and they like ran over like, oh my god. But they were so fucking cool and rad and awesome. And then I was like, man, you guys just smoking weed from the dispensary? Like, no, we were shooting, man. We were shooting. I'm like, it's legal in Vegas, bro. It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah,
well, it's been really cool to see all the hats and shirts and merch. It's been fucking rad.
It's so funny. Like, I'll cruise up to dudes and I'll be like, hey, that's a really cool shirt. Like, all the time. I do it like all the time. Like,
everybody,
I really like that shirt. I really like that hat.
I tap
like,
the logo.
Hey, thanks, man.
And
it's from Black Rifle Coffee. Like every, like almost every dude, like, hey, thanks, man. It's from Black Rifle Coffee. You should check them out. I'm like, I will. I'll check them out. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, like,
I stand out a little more, like, but
they're just like, hey, this fucking nerdy dude just walked up to me. He's kind of fucking frumpy. Just like complimenting me on my shit.
Yeah.
You know, I did. Yeah, I like it. I like that shit.
You and I are going for the same hairstyle right now. Are you going mullet?
No, but you went for
mullet.
You went for fat. He went for like. So I got to reel back. Yeah. That was way too.
Yeah. Welcome to Drinking Bros, Graham.
Yeah. But speaking about black,
you two, you're over here. You lift all the weights. That's why we're fat.
Well,
there's no more weights to lift. You lifted them all.
I'm not that. I'm an edit.
Listen,
fat right now. I'm an editing fat right now.
You can't say that when you're not making a movie.
That is rape deterrent. That is not fat.
Oh,
that is rape
deterrent. That movie just ended. I want to
RD. RD.
From a horrible Hollywood, thank you.
Well, speaking about Black Rifle Coffee,
they are our chief sponsor. Yes, sponsor. Evan, will you please tell us about Black Rifle Coffee?
I'll tell you all about Black Rifle Coffee. So Black Rifle Coffee is the finest, freshest coffee in America. The nice thing with Black Rifle Coffee is we are expanding to Texas. Once again, I'd just like to remind people that.
Yep.
We're expanding. We're moving the headquarters to San Antonio. We are probably the only company to let our customers decide where we are going to move. So
what month is that, by the way, for the
March
audience? March. Great.
Yeah. March.
Advon
coming up. March Madness
will be in March, and then probably full effort will be there in April.
I can't wait.
So we're putting a roaster down in Texas so we can get a little bit more closer to our customer base, and we're putting another roaster out in Nashville, Tennessee.
Ooh,
Big fan
of Nashville. Yeah.
Big fan of Nashville.
So that's something like really I'll acclaim edit Evan to what he's doing with the company. It's just like, so as you scale the company, there's a lot of things that you have to take in consideration. We are a premium roast order coffee company, right?
Yep.
So if we're roasting specifically in Salt Lake City, how do you do those turn times? How do you deliver a premium product to a customer within a timely manner so the freshness and everything's there and the shelf life still exists? A lot of companies would go to commercial roaster to meet to scale and to meet their means. But
which means a shittier product.
Absolutely. Yes. So what we're doing is we're actually purchasing roasters and like strategically placing them across the United States to make sure that when you order within 2 to 3 days, your shit's there and it was roasted
fresh
within about, you know, hey, I live in the Midwest. You get it from the Midwest. I live on the East Coast, Tennessee. Here you go.
Yep.
Texas, here you go. So it's fucking awesome. And it is a logistical fucking nightmare. It is eating our souls, but it's going to be worth
it. It's costing a lot of money.
It will be,
but
yeah.
Some gray hairs, you know. I call them blonde in my beard, but I'm getting a couple.
They're good.
Yeah. So that's why you guys have such the cult following that you guys do. So even to this day, not only just knowing you guys and what you guys do, one of the top comments I have is you should do something with the Black Rifle Coffee guys. You should talk to the Black Rifle Coffee guys. Do you know about Black Rifle Coffee? Have you met these guys? Have you heard what they're doing? Yeah, what you guys are doing is really paying off.
Not to stroke you
while I'm here.
Well, and here's the thing: as an outsider, you guys have almost set the industry standard for what a great veteran-owned company should be, and that's what I keep hearing all week at SHOT Show.
Well, and I'll be super transparent on that, where it's like our competitive nature as a company is a direct depiction of what we do, because like you have all these other coffee companies, same in the apparel space, that just the half-ass mentality towards business. We're not half-ass, like. This is who we are, and we're going to fucking own it, and we're going to be better than everybody else. And we hope that that confidence in our company inspires other people to have that confidence in whatever business that they do post-military. That's what we want the company to stand for, not, hey, man, I could just kind of, like, make an Instagram and sell some shit coffee. No, fuck no. Like, premium product, premium entertainment, and fucking supporting a message and delivering a message that you believe in. That's what the fuck we're going to do.
I had an interaction today. I met TJ at a Starbucks, because he was out at Starbucks.
TJ Levin.
Yep. And
he goes first name with people.
Did you pick up that name you just dropped?
So I
met Travis
as
and TJ
I was there,
and Buggin.
The girl that was going around delivering everybody's drinks, she looked at me and goes, "Are you sure you're allowed in here?" And I kind of like looked at her like, She goes, I'm just kidding. I love their Instagram. A Starbucks employee?
Yeah.
So that's good.
Look at that.
Oh, really?
We're bleeding in.
And to the folks at home, go to blackriflecoffee.com. Use the promo code Drinking Bros or Drinking Bros for 20% off. Next up, we've got StrikeForceEnergy.com. Are you drinking Strikeforce? Yeah, you are.
I am drinking Jameson right now with zero Strike Force, but I would be drinking it. I would be drinking it.
When you read products like that, that's exactly what you want to give right there every single time. Are you having any of that product? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Here's what else I'm having other than that product. I'm having it. I got some Strike. I got a Stradco going.
Listen, call me the champion because I'm pinging and ponging off some fucking Strike Force.
Same
right
here.
Now.
Same here.
My tendons are on a fucking 90.
I got a quick LaCroix and some Strike Force in here. It's a Stradcroy.
Nope. There's vodka.
It's a Stradcroy.
That's
a
Stradcroy.
I was not all for Strike Force.
No. You like Strike Force?
Sure.
You like some Strike
Force? Have you had it before?
Have you ever had it through your dick?
Have you ever tried Strike Force?
Have you ever done Strike Force through your dick?
It's actually great.
Get your dick out.
They've got four flavors. Original lemon, orange, make America grape again. They get a subscription of the month club. You can kick the can. You don't need the fucking cans
kick
anymore.
The can.
Tasty tiny little tin pouch squeezes in every liquid available because we're on camera. And they bring it to your house. Get a subscription. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. Next up, we've got Sig Sauer, Matt Best.
Listen, do you shoot guns?
I have from time to time.
Have you been known to shoot guns?
Just you were like in the military or like infantry, maybe you didn't do any of that. No?
No, I was engineers.
Oh. No, I know. I was just fucking with you.
Oh, okay.
But like still
you're not. You no longer explosives.
I'm pretty
you no
sure
matter.
You
ladies and gentlemen, explosives.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Man, we're going live for explosives.
I'm terrible at speaking about fucking sponsors, but like honestly, I think Evan knows. We obviously have all the guns, but I shoot SIG religiously. The MPX, and I always talk about it. It's my favorite fucking platform out there right now. If anybody shoots an MP5, it's a 9mm. It's the greatest gun in my opinion ever. And then if you watch the Christmas video, bing, 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 that was Evan and I shooting suppressed MPXs. They have the MCX, which is a great AR platform. They have a shit ton of cool guns. And
that was a very important day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Evan learned music that day.
He did. It was very important.
Because by the end of the day, he actually picked it up.
He's even lulling. He was like, ding, 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 ding.
He knew how to figure it out on his own.
There's pauses, like, you know.
It shows.
Figured it out.
Well, that just proves the whole math and the music thing.
Yep,
exactly.
Married together.
They do.
Because it took you half a day to essentially understand fucking music theory, like where you could conceptualize what you
We can get into theory based off of Jimi Hendrix is probably the greatest guitar, and he didn't play any theory ever. But, you know, we'll get into that
later.
True.
That's true.
No, check out SIG, obviously. Since we're at SHOT Show, they've released about two new products, which are some phenomenal freaking pistols. So check them out, and thanks for the support. They don't even give fucking discounts. They don't even care. They're like,
when your company is that great, you don't give promo codes? That's pretty amazing. Because then you have no way to track it. What's this show doing? I have no idea.
I have no idea.
No
fuck
clue.
It.
But our last one, Ghostbed. Ghostbed.com.
They can track that.
/drinking bros. If you type in the promo code drinking bros, you get $50 off a mattress. Or you get two free pillows.
Mm. Yeah. Two free pillows.
Which one?
Smelliest pillows.
Which one at that point?
The best. Which smell like aloe.
I want the pillow where your head's going to be.
The greatest. Mm. The greatest, yeah.
I use mine every night.
Let's just make a gay porn. I mean, that would break the internet.
That would. It would.
Yeah. No, I think it's just
one side of the internet.
One side of the internet.
9 minutes of you guys 69ing, that would be the most viewed video of 2018.
Oh, my God. Why nine?
Yeah.
Why
who's
nine?
Logan Paul at that point?
Exactly.
Who
is military
who
veterans,
is
we believe in conserving our cum for our mouths.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
It would be the fastest viewed, fastest taken down video of 2018.
Of all time.
Oh, no, YouPorn would never take that
69 with two dudes, though. This is super long.
Be taken down in 9 minutes.
Let me ask you this, because if you're going to do it, you're going to do it on a ghost bed. Go to ghostbed.com /drinkingbros. Use the promo code drinking bros. If you guys did a 9 minute 69, who would be the first one to come?
Me.
Oh, man. That was way too fast. Answer.
He's got big biceps, bro. I would just take a look at those tatted arms and be like, Houston, I'm coming.
It's probably true because I would be so in my own head going, I
know my
this.
Head would be in your heads.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
This is
quite
a.
You got to bend it.
We have gone from one spectrum to the other very quickly.
Yo.
This is
we
great.
Always do.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Welcome to Drinking Bros.
Speaking of a guy that's done a double dude 69, Baker just walked in.
Baker just walked in.
Baker, double dude 69.
69. Wasn't that on the river trip?
I want to get into to Graham Allen, man. So You have like a really cool, so you started doing, did you just go, I'm going to kind of talk about politics and like my opinion on, you know, American culture.
I wish I could tell you that I was smart like that. No. In fact, I was on the Ross Patterson show and I said the same thing. It started as an accident. So an elderly woman ran me off the road one day. And so I did this little, you know, 15 seconds video about how old people can't drive. And I did the little, you know, the little scream thing at the end of it. So at the time I got like 12 comments and I was like, hey, well,
is that funny? Social media always stopped me like, wait, I normally get zero comments.
Yeah,
no, 12.
Zero.
I remember those comments.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember those
Everybody
days.
Does. Yeah. Everybody does. Those are the fun days.
I remember celebrating 1,000 views. That was a big deal.
Yep. Yeah. 1,000 views was a big deal, so I started doing it. The daily rant thing kind of took on, but it wasn't until the Colin Kaepernick kneeling the first time. You know, the first time it happened, you know, the whole NFL thing, that I did a video about kneeling. And that was the first time that the whole Dear America thing, you know, and all that kind of stuff happened. So it turned from, wow, these videos are really funny, to, wow, you should talk about this, or have you heard about this? And you should say something about that.
Out of it
and, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And people started, I don't even have to watch the news or anything anymore. People just
feed you
the topics they want
to
see.
Like that rapper that had the white child hanging music video or whatever.
Extension.
Extension or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I don't even.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it either, and I woke up to a couple hundred messages from people saying, you need to do a video about this, and so, you know.
Well, you know what, here's a great thing about that. Do you find that people will send you messages on news stories or videos simply because they can't talk about it in real life, but they want somebody to talk about
100%.
It.
Somebody to say it.
Yeah, yeah. So
when you wake up in the morning, I'm sure your inbox is filled with mostly some similar stories, I would imagine.
Yeah. A lot of times. And so inadvertently, I accidentally stumbled into this thing that is kind of like a conduit for people to vent what they really want to say about a situation but feel like they can't, either for a job or a relationship reason. You know, there's divided marriages in our society these days.
Absolutely.
On views and how people think about things. And so people have started, I guess, using these.
Of course,
videos.
I want to have a threesome with another girl with my wife. She doesn't.
Well, she does not.
Those are just counterpoints.
I think you'll get her there.
Those are wishes.
I don't even know if
that's
mine.
Not a viewpoint. It's a wish.
Wishes.
She's pretty perfect. I'm content with just her, actually. More than content.
There you go.
But
nice
like you're saying, there's like social media has become this monster now that it's so ingrained in culture that there are a lot of people out there that have never been part of the public or even fathomed what it's like to be in the public eye, but they want to express their views, but they don't want it coming from them. They need somebody else to do it.
They need that barrier.
Because there is a it's like, no, I shared it because my brother shared it or something like there's an excuse there if somebody disagrees with it.
Yeah.
Well, people
and
like,
they do. They
undeniably want to be a part of a culture and a message that they're almost, I mean, not willing to put out themselves, but then have the same viewpoint. So you can sit back and be like, I think we're very similar in that context where I promote kind of the like, fuck it, it's me, I'm gonna do what the fuck I want and just cuss a little bit. And people are afraid to necessarily do that in their own life because that might inhibit their like social networks and whatever they're doing in their personal life, but they wish they could just say fuck it.
Well, there was a model we followed from the beginning where when we were talking about how we were going to produce our content and things like that, it was create things that no one can argue with. That's why we made fun of ourselves. That's why we made fun of everything, to where it was like, we're not ever standing on one side or the other. We're just giving you something that's funny.
Yeah. But even like in his example, from my standpoint, would be like, you're a little more political in the sense like, hey, why are you kneeling in the national anthem and here and that? But ultimately, people probably can't bring that rhetoric to their workplace because there are going to be hyper counterpoints that might influence or change their professional or personal life. You know, so they want to feel at home by watching a piece of content. It's the same thing we were talking about earlier before the show. It's like conservatives in Hollywood, it's saying you're pro-gun in Hollywood would redlist you from fucking films. And it sucks because you're like, be who you are almost. And it's unfortunate that there's constructs in society that inhibit you from being who you are based off of your professional development or something.
Right.
And it's, but like people and influencers can have that ability to kind of put that content out there where you're like, man, I feel at home watching a Graham Allen video or a fucking, you know, Jared Taylor video because I wish I could act like that.
Right.
Yeah. For those who can't, will say it for you. That's what that's what I've always said in the back of my hand.
And that's what it feels like. And I feel like with you in particular and your channel on Facebook, that's what the attraction is of like, man, I want to come and this guy's, I know he's going to say what I wish he was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and there's certain events that happen too, that people are like, just waiting.
You get that feedback too.
Yeah.
Of people like, Thank God someone said it. Yeah. Thank God somebody with a voice fucking pointed this out. Thank God, like, because we've seen it in the same aspect of, you know, sitting, you know, on the area that we are.
Right.
Not necessarily dividing it, but making things funny.
Yeah.
But you probably get it a lot more focused.
It's just a really cool thing. And so the biggest thing that I never expected was for this to become anything that people would really, really want, or other people find it to be really important, right? So you know, I don't think anybody in the realm of what we do started making these videos because we thought, you know what, this is going to mean something to somebody one day.
Yeah.
You know, right. I don't think any of us thought that, and so it's a really humbling thing, but it's also a really pressure-driven thing, and so, you know, that's something that I've always wanted to pick your brain about. Is how much pressure do you guys feel to continue the success of what
that's
you do?
That's a great question. I've always
again.
Wondered that too. Where like every video out of the gate you guys put out or Black Rifle Coffee puts out seems like a fucking hit. Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of pressure behind that in the writing process going into that? Of like, Jesus, man, I don't like your last video had 33 million views.
36.5.
Come on.
Dang it. Get
it
right.
Look at that.
And
say, hey,
the thing
how
is,
do
though,
I get another video that tops
36.5? You see, though, in the process, in the fact that is why we have never done a scheduled release. Mm-hmm. Whereas a lot of YouTubers, a lot of people that do social media content, they do a, hey, new video every Tuesday, or hey, where their fans know when they're going to get new. We've never done that because he has never pinned something in the sand saying we're releasing something by this date. We wait until the idea is good enough.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that
is going to be
okay.
Received.
So I've got to interject here, which is like 90% of it at this point is Matt, like in the sense of, you know, he only wants to release things that are good, right? They're good. They're good enough. So, you know, depending on the day, the month, the week, whatever that is, you know, we'll have 50 ideas. 49 will come from Jared. 48 of those are shit. And then
one will be usable.
There's always
one will be
point.
Usable. And like it quite literally, like most of this is all based on, you know, the quality control mechanism or the value proposition back to the people that follow Black Rifle Coffee and Matt, which is it's I would say that most of the pressure is on, is it good enough versus is it going to do as well as the last one?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and that question you're talking about is an unbelievably loaded question because you can look at content and distribution of content in so many different ways. And the episodic form is what everybody wants on YouTube, Facebook. They want consistency and content and not necessarily quality over quantity. And something that I think that we've all come together as a team here is like, hey, we want quality over quantity.
Right.
Because ultimately we want, like Evan just said, value add to the customer base, right? So not only do you purchase a piece of like or coffee or merch or something in our store, but we're add valuing to that merchandise. So you're getting a piece of content associated with coffee. So you feel that you're invested in the brand emotionally, personally. And that matters more to me than, you know, how do we optimize a fucking 10-second ad to get new customers? I mean, and that's a portion of the business, of course. But ultimately, like the viral content goes, how do we deliver awesome quality content to our guys? And yes, you're right. Over 5 fucking years, man, it fucking stresses you out. Because,
oh, yeah. Because I'm stressed all the time.
And you have to grow with your customer base. And I think that is a really thing that people don't sit back and have like a self-revelation side of things where they go, hey, man, I'm just going to consistently do what I've done day one. I mean, if I was doing what I did day one, I'd be sucking on a tampon, fucking making period jokes. Like, right. I still think that's funny, but how do you grow and scale
and evolve,
mature the brand,
right? With your audience,
right?
Yeah.
Because I evolve as a dude. Like where I was at 3 years ago is nowhere. I was fucking running through girls. I was doing everything, and now I'm like happily married, monogamous. So I'm like, how do I put my life and how I am happy today into an entertainment component and show like the funny parts of my life as far as like my wife's on her period, like somewhere shooting my Planet Earth thing, like stuff like that. Like you hope does well, but you never know if it's going to resonate with the audience.
Right.
So it's a scary thing because you're you're going to uncharted territory.
But in the most recent thing, I mean, how many times did we push the date for Fuck ISIS? Like six? Like we said, oh, we're going to be done this time. And then it wasn't good enough at that point. Oh, we're going to be done this time. And there
Jared
was
probably gets mad because I'm like, no.
No, yeah. No, no, I'm not mad at all.
No.
Shoot like, it again.
Yeah. Because, yes, he goes back. We could edit this better.
You throw the computer and be like, and come, back, exactly, come back when you have something.
But that is exactly like, so what's needed, though.
What
like,
you do is what
that.
We've actually pretty cool thing in the company. So we've created a competitive landscape for editing because we have like a pretty legit
By the way, I love this idea. Love it.
And it has worked.
Because
you
have like it constituted it about 3 months ago and it has worked every single time.
Because so you have like about five professional editors, probably, you know, Jared, Logan, of course, and myself and like Eli and stuff.
Dave.
So Dave, a bunch of them. So what we'll do is we'll shoot a piece of content just raw. We understand the scope of like here's the story arc, here's the fucking joke. And nothing else, go. And then we upload our complete roughs, but finalized roughs, and then we compare. And it's amazing what you see in those things because, like, you'll see portions of my video that are just way better than theirs. And then I'll fucking see portion of their video. I'm like, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
And so it's like creating a competitive landscape where all of us, and we pull the best parts of everyone and then do a master edit and release it.
I got to get some friends.
You do.
You
do. Real quick.
You have a few at a table
just,
right now.
It's just me in
that
my basement
have,
trying to figure
some,
out.
Some insight on this stuff.
Do you know how hard it is to ask yourself if something's funny?
Exactly.
It's really hard. Graham, do you think it's funny? Yeah, pretty good.
Ask you guys this. Has there ever been sketches or videos where you finished and you were like, ah, this is it. This is the one that goes viral and changes my life, and then zero people respond to it?
Go ahead. You're the guest, man. I would say the ones that I think are going to be like the super big ones.
They don't.
They aren't.
And then the dumb ones.
The ones where we did nothing. Yeah, you just throw it together, and I wasn't even going to post it because I was like, this is garbage.
Right.
And then I hit it and it's like a million in an hour or something. Yeah. Like, that. Like something dumb, you know, and it's just, like, oh, and so I've learned whatever I think, I just do the opposite of that.
Right.
and then it normally works.
Is that your
motto
too?
Yeah. I mean, I was like, I should cheat in this girl and I didn't. And then I got married and I'm like, fuck, it all worked out.
Yeah.
Boom.
See?
Look at that.
Look at that.
Happy little
family.
I think
you can gauge certain viral like the steel video, we had a feeling that was going to do well, right?
If we executed properly.
It was all in the edit.
And that edit went through how many iterations? Because I saw six different.
Well,
videos.
You guys still had to
only
shoot
saw
the
one
songs.
I was like, oh,
yeah,
because
you're the
good
boss.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Certain topics, you know, in the way that I do things, there's no way that it's not going to.
Another anomaly in this whole thing, and this is one of those ones that we go back and forth about, is every time you do this again, you're dealing with a bigger stage.
Yeah.
So it's like when we release Bitch I Operate, and we got 15 million views on a rap video. We're about ready to release Fuck ISIS, and now we're 400,000 plus followers more.
And it did only 1.5. Right?
And it,
yeah. So
and
like,
it did 10% of
the other
one.
But you also don't know, in all fairness, and this is for the audience at home, you also don't know what the algorithms are like for Facebook.
Yeah.
Why, if they've diluted your video or purposely not shown it, like,
well,
you'll never get those answers.
It's cultural trends, right? Like, look at the Lonely Island. That was real big back in the day when we launched Bitch I Operate. No one ever in our community had launched a satirical rap video. Even that's how the rap battles in our space. No one had ever fucking done
that. That song still holds
It holds more like, than in Fuck ISIS, right? And then Fuck ISIS, like, that style of content is already known.
Yeah.
So when you put it out there, cool, it's a funny message, it's catchy, but it didn't go, holy fuck, this
the
is
shock
new.
And awe isn't there all, right? Anymore.
So,
yeah.
And that's probably like someone, when you have like a linear method of content creation, it's a hard thing because like how much more can you do with like your stylistic thing? And I know that you're already changing that kind of thing up and it's challenging.
Yeah.
Because
how do I
get out of my bubble. And
well, you got to grow.
You got to grow with your audience. Absolutely.
So, absolutely.
Because I have a different theory with Fuck ISIS. I think Facebook was taking a lot of heat for promoting outside groups, and then they
killed that
algorithm. I just
want to put
this
in perspective. When you think that a 1.5 million organically viewed video is a failure, then something's wrong.
That is
nice. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But when you guys have the amount of followers that you have, you're expecting every video to be at fucking 10, 20, you know, like.
Oh, if you take the time to do the video, edit the video, get the video ready to post, and it doesn't do a million, oh.
Yeah, yeah, oh. Right?
Well, that's the thing, right? Our key to success is you always want to do 100% of your following on the page.
Yep.
So it's like anything that can meet what the following was, that was, okay, we're good.
Yeah.
But if you start doing less than that, then you're like, oh boy.
I mean, the fun part about it, at least for me, and I'm, you know, a little couple whiskeys in, so I'm very talkative right now, but like the process.
Which
of,
is who I love, by the way. That's who I love.
The content creation aspect of all of this is truly what I will live and die by. I will die fucking editing videos because, like, the fact that I can bring my friends in, they can all creatively, like, help an idea. Like when we sit in the room at Black Rifle Coffee and then Evan's like, man, we should do this, Jared, do this. And like that idea comes to fruition. And then you get to sit and post and I get to edit and I get to fucking email all these guys. What do you think? And he's like, fix that frame. Something's fucked up. And that whole process and then delivering it to the supporter base and them actually like viewing it and laughing and tagging their friends. Like that's fucking phenomenal.
That's another cool thing that you guys have done. That everybody notices, and I don't know if you know that they notice, but the community around it that you guys have built, like just like you said, you know, hey, I had this idea, started doing something, met Jared, we started making it bigger and bigger and bigger, and then we started inviting all of our friends to do it, and now we're just a big group of friends that comes together, comes up with ideas, you know, we have thick skin to where we can tell people that sucks, I don't even know why you're here. Kind of thing, you know, and then go and do it again. That's awesome. I mean, you know, that's a cool thing that you guys have going on.
Well, and it's great to see guys like you coming up now doing the same thing and having an awesome message and fucking hopefully you replicate that in even a bigger form. So
I feel
it's
like there's
awesome.
No one else in the room right now but me and you.
What?
Wow.
Because it got really quiet.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
There's a huge ego over here that you're missing. Like,
wow.
There is a massive ego over here that you were really missing. And, like, I really hate to bring that up.
Yeah,
again,
there's a new guy at the table, all right?
Oh, nailed it.
And he's all that remains because.
Oh, you know. We're on fire tonight. I feel like I've been accepted by you.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I'm surprised that we haven't heard about Bigfoot Boombox at least fucking once.
Ross, what if I was nothing?
Oh, playing the game again.
I know. It's been a while.
I like it.
I feel like the temperature's cooling. Yeah. It's about a range 15 of degrees.
I am about to buy a Fiat and create an empire.
God.
Evan Hafer, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I heard a story. You can tell me if this is true. You did something for the National Football League, and they were not happy with the word rifle in the title for your company. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. So evidently, rifle is an obscenity to the NFL, so they wouldn't allow us to put Black Rifle Coffee Company in a full page ad in basically the handout for NFL Super Bowl.
That's crazy to me because Daniel Defense has actually had a Super Bowl ad for the last 2 years.
Yeah,
but I will say this. So there was a story that just pops about an hour ago in Army Times. AmVet's officials are decrying a corporate censorship from the NFL for their decision not to run a Super Bowl ad, which says hashtag please stand, asking the players to stand. Is that against veterans solely? Is that against guns? What is that against exactly?
No, I think that it's a person that's screening material because ultimately, you know, I think there's a lot of coverage specifically related to the NFL. They have reduced viewership. I think a lot of people understand that. The NFL is trying to win back portions of the population in order to get people back in seats and behind their TVs. This is their attempt at creating a increased viewership in the NFL because they're maybe seeing, hey, we're already creating head injuries at a fucking such a large degree, and we're going to bury our hands in the sand and pretend that it doesn't fucking exist and that we don't create TBI and a bunch of other bullshit, right? We're going to pretend that doesn't exist. We're already a nonprofit that, you know, nonprofit. Like, does everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Like, it's a total fucking bag of shit as these guys are, like, raking in fucking billions of dollars and getting fucking tax subsidies from communities and cities, like, hardworking people. And ultimately, what they're doing is they're trying to censor companies in order to increase viewership because they're fucking circling the drain comparatively.
Yeah.
And what we have to put into perspective is, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go watch hockey. That's what the fuck.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or because
yeah, Vegas Golden Knights.
I got a boner on that, Evan. That was good.
Yes, that was amazing.
Yeah,
was it Graham? Was it Graham worthy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna be out of
that's
a job.
That's who you need on your fucking show. Is Evan because no, if there's a ranter I've ever met, it's Evan.
You and him in a fucking car.
Nothing will get me on a tangent quicker.
Jerry Seinfeld's got comedians in cars getting coffee.
Yes.
Veterans in cars getting coffee. Black Rifle would be the greatest thing of all
yeah,
time.
Veterans
we should
just in
that, like
yeah.
the Sonic commercial where you're like sitting there like the Sonic guys at the drive thru or something and then just start just going
that you want to talk about going by the internet would melt
that's
down.
What I'm saying yeah. I mean yes. I, nothing
veterans in cars getting coffee would be the greatest
me off
thing ever
more than the freaking NFL anything at this current moment right now just yeah. anything they do anytime Roger Goodell opens his mouth or has that little twitch thing with his eye does is
like at the end of the day man these guys are all about the dollar
yeah.
like that's the only thing they give a flying fuck about and as long as people understand that they don't give a fuck about the players they don't give a fuck about anything else but increasing their margin by slight percentages
yeah
and
100
if they
grand
did,
a snap
yeah, yeah. If people would just kind of wake up to that and say this is all about the dollar, it's not about the athletes. These
not
are the guys
the
that are these are the guys that are sacrificing anything. Their bodies on the field like modern day fucking gladiators. And I'm not trying to like dramatize it, but and then the NFL is basically giving them the stiff arm, saying, "Oh, we're not sure if that's related. Go fuck yourself."
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you should be opening up fucking clinics in every city. Like increasing anything that they can to do anything for the trauma that they've caused, because these guys are laying back with absolute like Scrooge McDuck type wealth.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
swimming
it's not like
penny.
They can't fucking afford it. That's no. the thing that bothers me. But they know if they give an inch,
yeah,
that the whole fucking dam is gonna break. Yeah. They
yeah,
know
it's
it.
All coming down.
They fucking know it.
And Roger Goodell recently last week just signed a $50 million a year extension.
Well, of course he did.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not? Of course Roger Goodell does that.
Pure insanity
yeah.
to me. Pure insanity to me.
One of the most... Mm.
You're going to feel free. Fire away.
I just don't understand. One, first and foremost, you are the boss of the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Put your foot down, make a decision, be a leader, actually stand up for what you know the vast majority of Americans want the NFL to stand for in the first place. Like you said, we're paying our hard-earned money, people trying to save up so they don't, you know, have to not pay the electric bill so they can come to your freaking stadium in the first place, and then you're going to
that is their biggest mistake. 86% of the United States of America is Christian fucking
yeah.
people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you just alienated
your
majority.
Your whole yeah. everything. Yeah.
So guess what? That's why you're suffering.
Yeah.
Fucking
and also, and this comes from somebody that does political stuff an awful lot, but it's just like you said, we go to these events to not have to think about political BS here, political BS that, Democrat, Republican, Independent, it doesn't matter. We're there to watch people play football.
Football game.
We're right. there paying your salaries, your lights, your cars, your mansions, your this and that, so you can entertain us with the spectacle of the physical everything of
prowess,
football
yeah. Yeah.
And you're ruining it and you're taking it away from us because you don't have the balls to make a decision as a leader, and that just it just drives me insane.
I don't think it's going
to
go. End.
We just had a live Graham Allen.
Oh,
this
wow.
is a rant.
Live Allen.
And we're going to keep it going because you,
like
you know
it.
I'm going to ask you about Chelsea
oh,
Manning
shit.
Running for Senate.
Oh, shit.
I haven't heard your take on that.
So, here's my take, first of all. One, when you're a freaking
Evan's got that mic ready.
Traitor
ready. I'm
to yeah. the country in the first place, right? You would think that there should be like an asterisk bylaw to running for Senate that, how about no, you can't do this because of who you are as a person.
Are you a traitor? Check yes.
Check
then
yes,
you are not
yes.
eligible
not
for being a senator.
For being a senator. And it's just, I don't understand.
Yeah. It's chaos.
It makes no sense. It's in the same ballpark of you're a convicted pedophile and you're going to go be the principal at an elementary school. Jesus, you know, like you would think that would be a disqualifier.
Yeah,
yeah, you know what
yeah.
I mean. You would think
it's a big leap, but
yeah,
I like it.
Yeah,
I'll take that quantum leap with you.
But you have a traitor to America. I mean, period. I
six
mean,
counts.
Yeah.
Convicted.
That's what you
for
are.
For six counts.
Look, yeah. I mean, let's call a spade yeah. a spade. You are a traitor to America. run for Senate.
Why not?
Why not?
Fuck it.
I think that's just kind of the way it goes, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think
qualified.
Said Evan Haver never.
Qualified.
You're a traitor. You qualify for Senate.
There
congratulations.
You
there you go. There's your job possibilities.
Yeah. I have a book coming out in 2019.
I think that's a good point, which is
treasonous traitor.
Shim is looking around saying, you know what? I'm a traitor. What jobs do I qualify for?
Treasonous
tranny. Congress? Or Senate,
Senator.
I'm a perfect match.
Let's go to
Fuck
the
it.
Senate.
Hillary's assistant, you know, one of the two.
Yeah,
one of those.
Ooh, either way.
I mean,
getting political.
He's probably just like, hey, half these guys will bang me, I'll be in.
Half those guys.
No,
fucking all of them.
God-loving Christians. They
don't have to get. They don't
her.
Have to have any hush money or nothing.
No,
it's like, no hush money.
We got
I'll save the government money at that point. It's going
to
be great.
And the very first transsexual just got elected to council in Virginia. So now, you know, and everybody was like, oh, praise. It's, you know, every article, bravery, the whole.
Yeah.
Bravery.
The whole thing.
Brave.
So now he's looking at this. I'm not going to call her. He's looking at this.
He's
going,
looking at this.
Man, imagine if I was senator. Not just on a city council, but if I was senator.
You know, the way I look at this, and I said in the last one, like, if she was a fucking. He was a rad tranny, like full tits, great. Like you convince me that when you commit to something, you're good at it. I might be on board. Granted, the whole treason thing, right? But
sure,
yeah,
sure.
That just whole strike little bucket out there.
But like you have to ask, being a fucking minor... tranny. You're a dude with lipstick that grew his hair to shoulder length. You don't qualify anything other than a fucking 22 bullet in the head. Just get fucked.
Yeah,
not that's because it's cheap. He's talking about.
I don't want to put a 308.
Yeah, we're not going to spend money.
At least
that's expensive.
So what you're saying is that you would vote for a passable tranny.
I'm just saying that would at least qualify the work ethic, right?
Yeah.
That would give me some stance of their personal life as
their
commitment to
obviously.
An actual follow through of an objective. Like, here's your deliverable. Be a good tranny. Chelsea Manning, you failed short.
No,
that's
not a tranny.
That's a treasonous tranny.
That's a treasonous tranny.
That's the argument. That's the argument. It's not that it's a man that wants to be a girl running for Senate.
Actually, technically, she's a tranny in treason because she just switched teams kind of thing.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, I mean, obviously, it's
triple T.
He's like, I identify as the Russian right now. So like,
I identify as the Russian.
Yeah.
Have you seen her video? Have you seen the video?
No, we're not even gonna watch it. You shouldn't have watched
that. It's rough.
Go wash your eyes out.
That's what I do. I watch these things so I can actually have rebuttals.
I made fun of her back in a rap battle like 2.5 years ago.
Well, thanks.
It's 2018.
You made him even more famous.
No, I was talking shit in a private Manning, fucking little bitch.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
You're such a bad tranny, I wouldn't even give you my dick. You know what I'm saying?
Boy.
That's saying
I like it.
Yeah, Jared will
like
not
I said, you put tits
strength.
In a trash can, I'll do it.
Yeah. A million times over. What's your stance
on
it?
No, but seriously, Ross, if you put tits in a trash can.
You will fuck it. No, I know.
Okay, I just...
Wait,
yeah, I've seen
really
is that.
Shot
I've seen that happen. Yeah,
does it have a
no? Like it's one of those like sensor remote thermal ones, or not thermal, but they open.
All right, thank you.
What is that?
Yeah,
I can't.
Look, if you clap, it opens. You had a nice trash can that clapped.
Do we have a drinking beer of the week?
Not yet. We don't because
we're still talking, Jared.
Oh shit, we're
Jesus
still
Christ.
Wow.
Are you in the fucking vodka vacuum?
Yeah.
We've been on air for 20 minutes, motherfucker.
Oh shit,
get your head out of your own dick.
Yeah.
Time slowed down for me for a minute.
We
Jared's in the vodka space-time continuum.
Hey, guys. We just finished the sponsor.
Are we
done? I've been drinking a couple weeks.
We can go.
How am I fucked? I'm a lightweight now.
Hey,
no,
brought to you by
Strike
Force
and
Drinking Brew of the Week.
Everybody, I'd like to thank Matt.
You have to hold a microphone for us to hear you.
I'd like to thank Matt for teaching me how to drink.
We are really spiraling.
Bottom of the barrel. This episode is brought to you by Zoloft. Zoloft is the best cure for a midlife crisis.
Let's get the
I'm
fire.
I'm not having a midlife crisis.
Let's get the fire to this dumpster in here and put her on your lap.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Where's my girlfriend?
Yuck.
No, don't bring her.
No. We're not doing that. Graham, while we have you here, what do you feel about immigration? Because this is what shut down the government over the weekend. I would love to hear your stance. You just cracked your head
shit. I'm just trying to. I think that it's America first. That's my thought
Same.
Process on
Same,
it.
Yes.
So you know, it's like I told you when I was on the Ross Patterson show. It's hard for me sometimes to remove myself from the blunt fact of matter, military, you know, just viewpoint of things, right? And so to me, if you, and I've said this in videos long time before, you know, the shutdown of the government happened over immigration and things like, and the Dream Act and all the above, if you don't think America has problems with filtering and all this stuff of people coming in, people going out and things like that, then you're stupid and you're not paying attention, right? So you can't help anyone properly the way that anyone should be helped in a sustainable method of helping anybody if the system is broken already from the inside.
Right.
It's the same mentality of if the mask fall down from the airplane, you put yours on first, right, before you help anybody else. That's my only point here. Do I think that America should be this asylum for people who are in countries that need help and need to be rescued? Yes, I think that we should be able to offer that in a legal way of doing it. However, we should not jeopardize our own security, our own functionality, our own everything within our own society, money, security, all the above, for somebody else, because we are America and this is our country.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
I 100% yeah. agree.
Matt, you got hit by a guy with that wasn't a legal citizen and no insurance.
Right? I did too.
Yeah.
I did too, back in the day.
So it's like, again, like he says, if you're,
like,
if
and
you're
and
coming
I think
from a shithole and you're afraid or whatever, like, yes, we can harbor you, but you got to be legal.
My vehicle got hit, not me, because that's how fucking people die. So.
Right. And I think what people have got this thing confused, where it's like, this is our immigration policy, and we should be selecting people that immigrate to the United States. We should be selecting people as far as the cream of the crop. We should be filling in the holes.
Just like Australia.
Yeah,
just like Sweden. Yes.
And now,
like,
that's not being racist. No. And I think that's what's happened, is that people are classifying, when I say this, people, progressives are classifying immigration policy and saying selective immigration based on the needs of the country is racist.
Yeah, but
and they're
why
saying
are
we can't
the only
be selective.
Subject to that?
But yeah. but that's the problem,
but
is that they're
the
saying you can't be selective.
Australia,
and it's
Australia
like,
says if you have X, Y, and Z professions, we will give you a bonus to immigrate here.
But
if you have these professions, we don't need you. But nobody highlights them as LA,
they don't
racist.
Have this completely absurd movement moving on that's completely contradictory within its society, saying, okay, we want just open immigration. We want to create safe havens, or what are these fucking sanctuary cities?
Yeah.
Like, okay, these policies actually protect the citizens that pay taxes.
Yes.
Like that's the thing that people always forget. Like, we pay the fucking bills. We keep the lights on.
Yep.
Like that means I get to decide. Like, my neighbor doesn't decide what fucking temperature my house is. Like, I pay the fucking bills, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And if he comes into my house, I'm going to fucking slap his hand away from the fucking
thermostat
and tell him to get the fuck out of here, right?
Back the fuck 69. Back 69.
Like, I don't understand why people are getting this confused. Like, we pay the bills. So we make the decisions. And a bunch of fucking progressive wingnut motherfuckers going, okay, everybody gets a say. No, the taxpayers get the say.
Yeah.
That's who actually pays the bill.
Great. If you want to say that, let him live in your house.
Yeah. Fucking bring him in,
open
man.
Open the rooms up.
Open your gate.
Open
the
yard
up.
I just
don't know
open
how,
the neighborhood
why
up.
You wouldn't be an advocate for a competitive immigration, like in the sense of where you have people like, we need to, like, you're a doctor? Cool. Come and fucking go to school in the United States
we
of America.
Need fiber optic
technicians. Here's a fucking early onset fucking green card. Like, all that stuff. It's so weird to me that we pick the bottom of the barrel over people that will actually contribute to American society.
We know why. Because it directly contributes to the voting population that they're trying to increase within the states in order to move their own agenda. We know that. We know that. Everybody fucking knows that. Like, everybody. But this is fucking...
Yeah.
Like, we know. We all know what the fuck is going on. Everybody likes to say...
Yeah, lower the education level, it's either control the masses. I mean, like, it's fucking...
And now,
like,
today...
If you can sway votes by...
Absolutely.
You know, simple things of, I'll give you a better tax return.
Right.
Like, that's the easier way to fucking win.
Free shit.
California...
I'm going to buy votes.
Passed,
free shit.
Yes. California passed anybody who has a driver's license, which you can get a driver's license if you're illegal.
Illegal, yeah.
Yeah.
Can now vote. What do you think that's going to do to the fucking elections?
They
pass that. Oh, yeah.
God, that
2018.
State, dude. That
so, you know,
state.
You
it's
have these midterm elections coming at the end
place.
Of 2018. It's going to flip a lot of votes.
People,
and
I don't want to even get into
well,
why.
And that goes with the point. Just like you said, by dumbing down the voting society, right? It's the trendy thing to be the big brother and you know, yes, everybody come in. We want to save everyone, right? That's the trendy thing to do.
Yes.
But by dumbing down the society, people don't realize. With more people comes more bills, more money spent, more this,
and
more
who's
that.
Who's paying for all this stuff?
Us. But that's the point. You have a voting population that support you because, you know, tolerance and all this other kind of stuff. Take one from you in one of your videos. Anyway.
Tolerance.
But they don't understand how things happen. It's like looking at a company like Black Rifle Coffee and going, oh, I could do that.
Yeah, no, you can't.
No, you can't.
No, you cannot do that.
Do you realize how much stuff goes into that coffee showing up at your house and things like that? I mean, it's the same thing.
Actually, nothing. We just we press the magical button.
We made really good friends with Santa Claus.
That's what everybody thinks.
That's my point. And everybody just assumes that, oh, that's a great idea. Let them all in. Yeah. Why not? We got a lot of space. We got a lot of room. We got a lot of this. We got a lot of that. Healthcare, sure. Give it to everybody.
Healthcare, education, because how do you assimilate children? Los Angeles, I lived there for 17 years. Every kid in Los Angeles goes to private school. Every celebrity that is railing against the 1% and immigration and everything else, their kids are in fucking private school because they don't want them with the immigrants who are actually in school.
Right. They're the lower fucking trash is what they look at them, but they have the money, so then they can go in their little fucking... you know, run of, oh my God, save the children. You're like, this is not how fucking society works.
Knowing
like,
that you
can't
would
be
not
great
step
to
foot
everybody,
there.
Man. Right. They are fucking people that are genetically disposed to being fucking asshole pieces of shit. Yep. So it's like not our fucking obligation in society as like contributing people to fucking worry about the trash. Like, I'm all about fucking charity and helping people out and helping hand to people in a down slump. But like, life isn't a fucking handout. You have to fucking work for it. And if you're not willing to work for it, get the fuck out, pussy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the way I feel about like charities and raising money for charities and everything else. Like, I want to raise money for American charities. I want to help out veterans. I want to help out people who actually did something for this country. I don't give a baker's fuck from who came in over the border and is now trying to assimilate and trying to find a better life here.
Not even that. Like, how about American citizens that are homeless? Like, do we not want to focus on people here? Drug addiction. Look at Salt Lake City. The methamphetamines and the fucking heroin addiction. Why don't we focus on fucking turning those people around rather than immigrating people from fucking states that are potentially radical? Like,
100% agree.
I fucking hate it.
We had a guest in town from one of my favorite YouTube channels.
Oh, the strippers?
No.
Friend of mine, stripper.
Best episode ever.
He's made his way up as an actor and is in one of my favorite YouTube channels that's out right now, Brandon Rogers.
Yeah.
And we were driving in Salt Lake after I picked him up from the airport. We stopped at the off ramp and there are homeless people at the off ramp, and he looks at me, he goes, I've been homeless twice, and I've had 164 jobs. He goes, it's not that fucking hard. If they wanted to work, they'd work.
Yeah.
And it was just like, fuck. Wow.
And in Trump's America, there's more jobs being created than ever before. African-American jobs are up lowest since 1970.
Shit.
Yeah. If you want a job,
you can get a fucking
It may not be a nice job.
Yeah.
It may not be a well-paying job. It may not be the job you want, but if you want a job, there are plenty of things that a lot of people don't want to do that they will pay you money to go do for them.
Absolutely. And a good fee for it.
Yep.
Garbage men. Like, I went to grad school in New York. People were making fun of garbage men, and one of our professors was like, "Do you know how much they fucking make a year?" And I was like, no, I don't. He overheard somebody.
120.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like,
he was
because
like, they deal
so
with
before
garbage.
You laugh at those motherfuckers, like, know who they were. Yeah. I mean, completely shut down this guy in my class. I was like, oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
Who would want that job?
Exactly.
There's people out there who want a fucking job who are going to work hard enough for it.
I went down into the homeless community down in Savannah, Georgia, and just you know, delivered some hoodies and stuff and talked to these people that were living in these communities and stuff. And there's a lot of them that... literally, they have saved up some money. They got a little phone so they can have an alarm and everything. And the alarm goes off every morning. They brush their teeth and they walk to their job or whatever. And they're saving their money to be able to get an apartment and stuff
like
that.
And then they come home and sleep in the shelter.
Yeah. And then they
it's the American dream right there. Those are the people I want to support the shelter for.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's not hard. If you want a job, you can go find a job. The problem is, it's like that scene from Dumb and Dumber where there's absolutely no jobs in this town. Yeah, unless you want to work 40 hours a week.
Yeah, exactly.
Like what actually a job is.
A job is, you know?
And that's the minimum.
You can't put lotion on fucking supermodels. Hold on.
You're telling me there's jobs you can just have to work 40 hours a week for?
Yeah. I know.
Can I sign up for that?
Yeah, exactly.
I want that job.
That's another thing. That's another thing. Flipping.
Wait, 40. Seriously, 40 hours. That's it.
Flipping to the other spectrum of things. You have people in this day and age, entitlement and whatnot, that is rampant within our country. You see people that want to make 100 or six figures a year, right? But they don't realize that the mofos that make six figures a year work every single day. 14, 16, 18-hour days.
That is because of the dilution of the identity of that.
Yeah.
You have too many people online and doing these things on Facebook and YouTube and everything like, hey, do you just want a vacation for the rest of your life? Yeah. Just do this. And it's just this.
They don't see that we don't sleep and we don't do
it.
MLM fucking.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I don't think it's fair to them. Like I know there's plenty of guys out there probably listening to podcasts and make like $40,000 to $50,000 at working 12-hour shifts in the mill. That's some fucking hard goddamn work, man.
Yeah.
And they're putting in the time to provide for their families. And that shit to me gives me a fucking boner because it's like they're putting in the goddamn time. It's a work boner.
A work boner.
Man, because like if you look at like where you're standing, you're fortunate to be in a position where you can work a shit ton, but you can provide, you know, growth and income to your family. Whereas like, you know, certain people they're working them, but like that's fucking, it's challenging, but they're doing it.
Yeah.
Right? They're fucking doing it.
Yeah.
And they should be the example
for the community,
the community and these lazy motherfuckers. So
I get a quick question for you here before we get to the drinking bro of the week. I noticed you don't swear. Is that on purpose? Is that intentional?
I do. I mean, I'm a grown man.
Because you know you can swear on the show.
He's an army guy.
Can you give us a fuck? I just kidding. Don't do it.
So I don't know. It's just one of those things. I don't have anything against it.
He's hinging on a TV show. He's got to be clean.
No, it's just one of those things that I don't, you know, I just don't actively do on, you know, when cameras are rolling.
But I noticed shareability, though.
Shareability goes up.
We can still be friends.
Shareability goes up.
How that works in society.
Share rate.
Shareability goes up. If you're not cursing.
I'm like, everybody's like middle brother.
That they don't hate. Yeah.
You know, that they don't hate.
You are very similar to my middle brother. That's fucking weird. He's Alan, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't really cut.
I am Alan, actually.
Wow. I've got a message for you. This is actually Alan.
Yeah, he spells it a little different.
Yeah, so no, it's not that I have anything against it. I just, I just don't. And then from a branding perspective, I'm like the only one who does it.
Right.
And so,
fuck.
I haven't heard mofos in a long time. My grandmother said that.
Yeah,
to me
in fact, I'm pretty sure, unless it's like a Christian social figure, I'm the only one that doesn't. And
you're
so,
absolutely right.
You know, it's just, I don't know. It just got to a point where I was like, well, I haven't done it yet. Why start now?
I dig it either way. You get your point across, and it's no less stronger than me saying fuck every other word. So, good for you. I'm kidding. Now to the Drinking Bro of the Week. Drinking Bro of the Week was submitted by Sean Vera. He says, I nominate Dylan Hardinger. God, I always love that last name. That's what I call my... the old Hardinger. The old Dylan Hardinger for Drinking Bro of the Week. Watch, this is probably like a death story. I haven't gotten there yet because I didn't pre-read it. Drinking Bro of the Week. For taking the kicked from DB's bullets while just trying to get a laugh out of some people midweek with this link, poor Dylan was banned from Drinking Bros Maine and should be given a second chance. I love this.
Wow.
Shit.
Why did it
wow.
Right now?
I like this.
I'm going to have to look into it.
I like this a lot. Yeah. All right. Because.
we'll look into it.
Really put you on there. Yeah, and it's like, hey.
I like this a lot,
actually. We're not trigger happy with the band.
Not at all. No. But I think this is important for people to know. If you are an asshole, or it's questionable whether you're an asshole or not, you might get banned.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens.
That's really the only thing that gets you banned.
We like buttholes. We don't like assholes.
Exactly. So he says, wait. He goes on and says, here was Dylan's attempted post that became his demise.
Oh, God.
I'm starting quotation marks.
The narrative.
This is actually awesome. I mean, I don't know yet because I haven't read it, but the fact that somebody wrote this in. A construction worker got lucky today when he fell from the top of a 300-meter telecommunications mast. He landed on a DeWalt drill and received only minor injuries. And I'm assuming there's a picture of this, which would probably got him banned from it.
Yeah, no, that should not be a banning.
No,
we'll find out.
I mean,
we will find out.
If it's his dick.
Yeah, it's probably a dick.
It's probably like that X-ray, whatever.
Oh, it is a really, this is a 9-page photo.
The way down.
It's a long, long, long.
It's totally going to be a dick.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. So good.
Of course,
so good.
Of course it's
How did he
dick.
Get banned for that? He should be promoted ahead of peers.
Yes, that was promoted ahead of peers.
That's not. That's
He's
not.
Got a drill in
Jesus.
His
He's got a drill in his asshole.
That's amazing. That's fucking amazing.
Man, he's posed
this
up.
This is the radio.
This is amazing.
You
how did
scroll
you,
all the way
listen,
down to get
is this
to that?
All
thing?
Our Drinking Bro admins.
This is
Dylan
yeah.
is no longer banned.
No.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Tell Dylan to DM me.
Dylan, DM Matt.
Oh boy,
he would like a full size photo of what you said.
I just can't. What I don't understand is like, how can a guy fall that far and get all his clothes ripped off?
Right, and then he,
I mean, it
so
happens
well
because of the wires, the so guide well wires.
That's why he fell. He was doing
wires.
Something.
The yeah. guide wires rip his clothes off, and then he happened to land right on the pool chair.
Oh,
I don't know if this is a joke or what this was. This is the greatest Drinking Bro.
This is
time.
Fucking great.
And it
yeah.
got
yeah.
me
yeah.
forever. And like Evan and I were just like, okay. We don't
coming.
Get All got right. very much, but when we do, congratulations.
We congratulations.
To Sean Vera and Dylan Hardinger. If this is true in your bands,
Hardinger.
You are no longer
Hardinger.
You are no longer banned anymore.
Unbanned.
Graham Allen. Thank you for being on
yeah.
the show.
Thank
man.
You guys for having
and wait,
me.
Hold on, where can people find you on
yeah,
social?
Yeah.
If
yes.
they,
oh, just
they
Graham
all,
Allen.
We get it. They have more, you have more followers, but where can they find you? Just in case,
Graham Allen across all platforms.
Great, okay. Dude! Fucking awesome show. This flew by. For Mr. Matt Best, Graham Allen, Jared Taylor, Evan Hafer, I'm Ross Patterson. Live from Drinking Bros. SHOT Show event.
Yeah, SHOT Show.
SHOT Show event.
You've had
a lot of Bros
it.
Event.
I like it.